You mentioned earlier that you're trying to achieve comfort levels with light. What are some of the things you're doing in trying to reducing energy?
What I'm trying to do is maintain a level of brightness, but with different light sources. And it might be if we use an alternative light source tuned to brightness. So we take the spectrum of the light source, tune it so it better matches how the eye sees brightness. Then we can use less light overall. At the minute, we design for about 500 lux, okay? The amount of light on a desk, the illuminance on a desk, typically. How can we save energy in interior lighting? There's a few different ways. We could try to encourage better use of daylight and link to that better lighting controls. But that's kind of a long-term strategy. It's perfect, that's a way forward, but it's a very long-term strategy. An alternative that we could apply pretty much now is to reduce light levels. So instead of putting 500 lux on this desk, to this bit of paper, I know I can see it under much lower light levels. Let's reduce the light level from 500 to 400, 300. Let's say if we reduced it from 500 to 400, that would save 20% of the energy.
Wow.
Pretty much. Depends on the precise installation, but from 500 lux to 400, that's a 20% cut in illuminance, so it's going to be about a 20%-ish saving in energy really easily. Would you mind as a person? Probably not. Would you notice that reduction in brightness? Probably not. You'd notice it immediately if I switched it from 500 to 400 lux. You'd notice that switch and you'd say it's too dim. If I did it the other way and you had 400 and I switched it to 500, you'd say it's too much in reverse. Because you get your eye adapts. Your eye is fantastic. Wow. Your eye and your visual system, really fantastic. And they'll adapt. And the lighting you've got now, you'll think is average and normal and white and you'll love it. And if you make a change, first of all, you might not like that change. A bit later, you probably won't notice and you say, this is perfect again.
And in this episode, we'll be visiting Sheffield, England, the home of the University of Sheffield School of Architecture. We'll be meeting Dr. Steve Fotios, Senior Lecturer of Environmental Design and Sustainability.